It's time for Kaleidoscope, and today we get to talk with Mountain Lake Public School Superintendent Brandon Henning. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
I see you're dressed for the occasion.
I said it's starting to become an issue maybe, but luckily you said it's not with you. It's just a dress-up day at school. It's, you know, the high school's got Valentine's week, so they like to put something on, and in the elementary, there's just a lot going on, too, so it's a dress-up day, so it's sport day in the elementary, and it's twin day in the high school, so I'm wearing a jersey. Like I said, I always try to support both sides because...
Sure, because you're the superintendant. Well,
and I represent both sides.
Absolutely.
I don't have a horse in the race. I like everybody. I love everybody. It's all good.
It is. So, but what you're telling me is you don't have dress-up days every day. It just happens to fall.
Every time I come here is a dress-up day. So I don't know if whoever's in charge of these things, if it's they're just like trying to put one on. They just know like, okay, superintendent goes every second Tuesday at KUM. So this is the time
let's dress him up.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate the enthusiasm, and I think it's cool that you participate.
Yeah, like I said, I like to do something. It's a good conversation piece with the students too.
Yep. Yeah. All right, so. Here we are. I know last time you were here, you talked a little bit about it's not too early for some position openings.
Right.
How's that looking so far?
Literally, like a week after I left, our K-12 principal, Michelle Larson, who has been there for 10 years, goes, "Hey, I'm retiring. I'm out." And I'm like, "Whoa, okay, that's not necessarily a big surprise." She had alluded to it just because she's trying to get out there and she's got grandkids all over the country and things like that and her own kids. So she's just trying to spend more time with them. And hey, like anything, that's what we're all working for is towards retirement. So when you can retire, that's a great day. So, you know, obviously as a district, we're sad to lose her. She's done a phenomenal job there. But we were lucky enough, then you start the hunt right away, right? And you look and find, and we think we have somebody in place here that we're going to be able to hire officially next Tuesday. So a good candidate there from Rochester, Minnesota, who has a lot of experience in literacy, which is, I feel like, is a huge area of like across the whole state, like the READ Act, right? We talk about that.
Yep.
And so to get somebody in there who has a lot of experience in literacy, she's currently the director of advanced learning, so it's like the gifted and talented for the whole district of Rochester. So to come in with that much expertise, I mean, like a town like Mountain Lake, you don't get those kind of applicants that very often that have that kind of just that much experience. They usually those people go to the bigger districts and things like that, like where she's at right now. But just kind of like how I ended up out here, you want to go somewhere you feel like you can actually make a big difference. And then just being in a smaller district, you don't have that red tape that's in your way of these, you know, all these channels you have to go through. If you have a great idea, we can see it through, we can get the stakeholders involved, and it can make it a reality pretty quick. So I think that's what attracted her to come this way.
Ah, that's exciting.
Yeah, super exciting.
And so far, other positions sitting pretty good.
There's not any positions really to fill at this point. We're still waiting to see if other people are. Of course, like anything, every year there's rumors, like in every school, like, oh, this person might retire, they might not, maybe they will, maybe it's one more year.
Right.
You know, you never know. So, again, we're just kind of waiting and seeing right now. But we're, like I said, very fortunate and happy to kind of have that principal opening because that would have been a hugest opening to fill. So
right.
Now that that's kind of done, we can turn our attention towards any potential openings we'll have in the future.
Very good. All right. So we shift gears a little bit. Winter sports. Are we talking into the season already?
Yeah, we are. It's a long season, but here we are, and it's going to be towards the end of February, and all of our stuff's going to be wrapping up. So it's a long season. I was happy that the weather didn't make too big of an issue for us. A little bit in December there with a couple things rescheduled, but it's been nice to get a lot of games. And I know this week is one crazy week, just even boys basketball in general. There's four games this week.
Man.
So it was last night in Sleepy Eye for boys and girls. Tonight, you know, the boys are home versus Adrian. On Thursday, our girls are going to Hills. And on Friday, the boys are going to Slayton, and then the boys have a home game this Saturday versus Buffalo Lake Hector.
That's a lot of games.
It's four games this week, so it's wild, and the girls have a ton of games too. So it's just there's always those weeks that come up, and this is one of those weeks. So to get it all in right before the playoffs are going to start here in a few weeks.
And then wrestling's going full steam too.
Yep, they're
sections
almost,
this week.
Sections, yep. And I think I know girls hockey's done. They lost their match there. Gymnastics, I think, is also finishing up soon as well. So, I mean, they're all kind of winding
down. It all hits all at the same time.
And then, you know, you can already see those kids are already starting to be, like, getting that itch because, you know, we got a lot of kids that love golf, especially we're anticipating maybe making a state run with could be individually might be a girl who's gone to state 2 years in a row. So we're thinking – or two girls we've had. So we're thinking those girls are back, so maybe they'll make another run. That'd be great. And then as a team, our boys look to be pretty solid in golf. And then obviously we have just kids excited about their baseball, softball. We'll see what happens in softball too. That could be a great. They'll probably be really good this year too.
Kind of.
And baseball,
gears,
well, I guess we'll see. Yeah. We got some talent there. We'll see if it can all materialize. And then we'll have. I'm sure last year we had a couple track athletes that are still around that'll go to state. So a lot of state opportunities coming up in the spring for Mountain Lake. And like I said, the kids are already excited and stuff like that to finish up their seasons now, but then there's not going to be a lot of big layoff. You're just right back into
right.
it.
Right. They shift gears quick.
Yep. Yeah, you got like a week, and then you're right back into it. So
now elementary basketball,
yep,
it's ramping
yep.
up too.
Yes, so this Saturday's our last days for that, so that's been great. We had 112 kids participate across
K
through 6. So, yeah, it's huge, and it's nice too because you get to see kids that you don't necessarily see all the time because, you know, it can be homeschool students. It could be ones from the Christian school we have in town. So you're meeting and you're kind of interacting with kids that are like, oh, I've never seen you before. Who are you? And
right.
kind of those conversations and things like that. But it's been real fun. And like I said, also, though, as somebody who's coaching, I'm excited for it to be done as well just because it's just, whew.
It takes a lot of time.
It'd be nice to get some weeknights back and my Saturdays back. That'll
yes.
be nice because I haven't had a free Saturday for 3 months.
And then you'll get one.
And I'll get one. Yeah.
All right. More than just athletics, though.
Yep, we have elementary dance going on, so we have 66 students enrolled, K through
which
6.
That's a great
yeah,
number,
it is.
Too.
Yes, and they do a great performance and show, and they do all different variety of types of dances. So they'll be like, I know last year they added tap. They haven't done tap before, and so they're kind of out there, and it's fun listening to little kids clicking their little shoes along and all that too. And so, yeah, they all different kinds of dances, different kind of ages, and they all usually come together for one big kind of piece at the end, and it's just truly really well put on, and that recital is in April, so... again, just,
definitely
just,
something to look forward
to. Oh, absolutely,
to.
Yeah. And it's so cute watching little kids. And there's not just girls. There's some boys that are also involved with it. So I love that it's just, like, inclusive of them as well. And they have some really cool costumes every time. It's just cool watching what they all come out with and the costume changes. I can't imagine what that's like trying to get a bunch of kindergarten, first graders, preschool kids to in and out of costumes
yeah.
in the back there. Oh, my. Like, I'm glad I'm not a part of that. I'm just in the audience.
Oh, my. Yeah, it definitely. That'll be a show you don't want to miss.
Right, right.
Yes. All right. So Spelling Bee, too.
Spelling Bee went on in the elementary. And Micaiah Schrader, eighth grader, she won. And then runner-up was Ethan Yunker. Micaiah's kind of like, she was a runner-up last year. So she was kind of like, this is our last year because we only go up to eighth grade in our Spelling Bee. So she was... I think had a little bit of fire into the game this year after coming up runner-up last year. She said, oh, this year is my year. So
and,
that was
and
good.
It worked out
yeah,
that
it
way.
Did. It did. It did, yep.
Well,
so that
congratulations
was good.
To them.
Yeah.
That's an achievement.
Oh, yeah. I'm just like some of the words I'm learning because I'm the judge for it.
Okay.
So and I hate that because it's always like you tell a kid you got it wrong. And
right.
You feel like, you know, and then a little bit of tears start coming. And, you know, some kids take it a little more serious than others. But it's just – it's hard, but man, some of the words they're spelling, and I'm like,
I've never heard of this word.
Well, as I read, I'm like, did I know how to spell this? Yeah. Like, don't ask me to get up there.
Yeah, it is impressive.
And of course, it's so nervous. Like, I really like, though, how we have it structured. We start with kind of like what we call the quote unquote easy ones, right? We give them these just to get them used to the routine of coming up and spelling in front of people. And so you don't have to like think too hard about what you're trying to spell. It's more easier. These, you know, words that are much shorter and more common, and then you ramp up the difficulty, and then all of a sudden it starts getting like, okay, so the nerves click a different way. So it's not the nerves of just getting started and making sure you don't mess up on an easy one. Now it's like, okay, well, how am I going to spell this word? And just the rules that come with it. Because if you're spelling and you say a wrong letter, you can't like go, oh, no, I know it's not that one. It's actually spelled this. You can't redo it. Like
you
once
can't do it.
Once you say a letter, that's written in stone. So you can't undo it.
Boy.
So that's hard, too, when the kids
know it. So there's some pressure.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely a lot of pressure, yeah. And the kids know it, too, when they all of a sudden they'll spell a word and they'll say, you know, whatever, T, like, oh, no, it's not T, and they're like, well, sorry. And they're like, oh, I'm done.
Yep,
like, yep, you are.
It's just
yep,
that
you're
fast.
Done. Yeah, it's just boom.
Yeah, so congratulations to her as well.
Yep.
Yeah. And Ethan, too.
Yes.
All right, so AAA awards again.
AAA came. So we had Braid Oakland for our boys and Julia Brinkman, and it was just hilarious because they did Julia first, and she's just, you know, they're like 4.0 student, and she's gone to state and, you know, cross country, and she's like, she's got a million points in basketball. She's been playing forever, and she does well in everything, right? And
right.
So she's like always all conference in softball for like years, and she's been part of the varsity sports program since she's been eighth grade. So she's got all these accolades, and then poor Braden's next. I'm like, Braden, tenor in the choir. It's like so that's the running joke now with him, which he's such a great kid. He takes it just in stride, and so that's not like the running joke at school is like, well, Braden, he's a great, you know, he's a tenor in the choir, and you know, and I feel bad because they said almost 4.0, and it makes it sound like he's, you know, like a 3.2 or, but he's got a 3.998. like he had like
okay.
a 1 A minus
oh,
at one
man.
Point in his, and he took it as a PSEO college class, like it was a college
oh.
like a really challenging course. Other than that, it could, so like it, I don't feel like it did it justice, you know. And then for the arts, he's just been one of the most fantastic actors that we've had come through our whole program throughout his time there too. So it's, so I know like everybody's kind of getting on him and teasing him about that, but and Julia's done phenomenal. She's got, not only was our, like obviously our school, she's won subsection, now she's section champ. So like she's, her accolades and how she's carried herself in her interview process has carried her all the way up to the state level for this too, which is impressive.
Very so, much so.
Yes.
So congratulations to
yeah.
them.
Yes.
Gosh. All right. And then is February I Love to Read month?
Yes, it is in the elementary.
Okay.
Yep. And so the theme, obviously, we got Winter Olympics. Let's make it about the Olympics.
That makes
and
sense.
And it is awesome. The kids are so bought in. I mean, even at home watching the Olympics with my children right now, like my second grader, their country's Austria. And so she doesn't know nothing really about the Olympics and the whole everything else that goes along with it. But all of a sudden she'll see a little picture of the Austrian flag. That's my country. Yay,
oh,
whatever
neat.
It is. If it's downhill skiing or whatever, it's like, yeah, that's my person. And so my children are kind of bought in more to the Olympics just because of how the emphasis is there. And basically the premise is that we're having at school is, you know, the more books you read, kids, on your own, and the more your reading log fills up, the higher your medal will be for the class. So like, you know, bronze medal
okay.
to silver to gold, where everyone's trying to get to the gold medal of reading for this month. So that's the theme.
That's a neat idea.
So in every classroom's got a different country, and it's really cool that they're all, and on their all their doors, they have little facts about each country, like what, you know, what they're maybe famous for. So it's an awesome, well put on event, and the kids are really bought in right now.
And that's for the whole month.
Yes, it is. Yep.
Okay.
And they're going for the gold. And we have mystery readers and different things. And so it's just, like I said, it's a fun experience that they do in the elementary. And like I said, this year was just perfect storm coinciding with that Winter Olympics
yeah.
going on right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that works good.
Yep.
All right. Before we wrap up here, speech.
Speech, yep, speech is ongoing. So we brought it back last year, and we anticipated it was going to, you know, we lost our speech coach because she got a principal job somewhere else. So then it's like, ooh, are we going to have somebody else? Well, luckily, the person we hired to replace her was like, yeah, I love speech. I'm all about it. So we got that going. That's starting up now. There'll be some competitions coming up here, and just excited about the number of kids signed up for it. And
students are jumping
yes.
on board.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. So like I said, it kind of fizzled out because we really didn't have a lot of student interest. We also didn't have somebody willing to kind of run the program. And now those two things have met. We have a person of interest and experience in speech with students who are really engaged and want to do it.
Very good. All right. Let's see. Let's talk a little bit about partnering up with Windermere Health.
Sure, yeah.
What's
so our 10th graders, we kind of partnered with them to get us some CPR experience. So now our 10th graders are you know, they can, I think you get to pay like $20, but they've basically been instructed how to do CPR. And if they want to get officially certified, they got to pay a little bit, but they're like, it's just nice that they've had that training experience because it's invaluable. You never
right.
know the time in life where you're going to need to do that. So that's huge. And then something else that's happening next week for our 10th graders is it's like kind of a career exploration day where we're going around the Mountain Lake community to different businesses to just kind of see what it's about to work at those places. So just give those 10th graders, if they're kind of like, what do I want to do? Or do I want to maybe I want to stay and work in the community. Well, what's available in the community if I want to hang out here and if I want to decide I want to stick around if there's, or even if there's something of interest there. So really to kind of get those wheels turning for those 10th graders on what am I going to do after graduation.
And it's nice. It's nice that the businesses participate.
Yeah, I mean, like our Good Sam in town is an option. You know, our Peterson Drug. I know we have just like our fitness center in town, just us, the den, our restaurant, you know, Bargain, Midway. So like you got construction, you got farm equipment, Country Pride. So they kind of like our hardware store in town. We got the bank. So really a lot of different areas that you could
totally
get jobs
different.
In.
Totally different.
Yeah. And so the kids were all going to be just basically, I don't want to say the word bar hopping, but you know, think of it that way.
There you go.
Business hopping.
Business
that's
hopping.
The word
there
we want to use.
Jumping
Biz.
Around.
We're just
a
jumping
little.
Around all day. And that's exciting for those kids also to get out there and see and also kind of meet and learn more about their community too and the people that are working in those roles.
Right. Definitely.
So, huge deal.
All right. Roller skating?
Roller skating. We're bringing it back. No, we've had enough for a couple of years, ever since I've been there. And we do it in the elementary school. And it's just like you talked about roller skating. Who roller skates anymore? But we feel like it's not only – it's like a lifetime skill, like to be able to learn how to roller skate. And you can obviously transfer that into a bunch of different things. But we love it. We got our FIA teacher gets the tunes going. Kids get to make song requests. It's like being at the roller rink, you know,
yeah,
all those decades
like
ago.
Just like the good old days.
Good old days. Music might be a little different, but it's still fun. The kids love it. Do it for a couple weeks. And every year the kids are just – they're hyped up out. And it's always nice to do it in February just because that tends to be – I know we have I Love to Read Month thing going too, but, you know, February, sometimes the weather's too cold to go outside and they've been trapped. And so it's a nice – just something different to break up that these cold months. So.
Yeah, get a little exercise too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're wore out. They're wore out because they skate. You skate for about 40 minutes straight, nonstop.
That would wear me out.
It's all the way down to kindergarten. So we got little kindergarten kids doing it too. So it's really cool, and just how fast kids can pick it up. Like from starting like the first day, they're mostly on the ground.
Sure.
And then by the end of the following week, most kids are doing laps. They're circling around.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
And that's you're right. That's a skill that everybody ought to have.
And a memory that you can't get a lot of. You can't get that. You can't be like, well, I can do this anytime I want.
Right.
Not really. No.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
All right. So you mentioned dress up days today.
Yep.
Other events going for Valentine's Week?
Yeah, the student council's got dress up days all week, and they're also doing. And a lot of schools do this too, but they do like. You know, buy a can of Crush for your crush, you know, kind of thing. Just fundraisers to help for student council so we can just give more things back to the students later in different events and things like that. And so it's just fun, you know, candied hearts, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, sure.
So cute little things, even flowers, whatever, for your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, little things.
You got to do.
The high school crushes, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So the kids, of course, are all like, oh, so and so got, you know, it's like kids. You remember when you were younger, too, like, oh, I got a can of Crush from, oh, I didn't know they liked me, you know, kind of those things. So it's fun watching the interaction, the faces of the kids, and surprises. And
sure.
It's just good fun.
All right, so we're wrapping up the year. Are we looking forward to next year already?
We are, and so this is the time right now where we're considering what kind of classes we want to offer to, and it's just real nice that we have some staff. We kind of challenged the staff in the high school. We said, we got what we got. We like what we do, but can we even like hone in more on what the students are kind of telling us what they want to know about and what careers are students going into? And so last year, a big thing we noticed was medical fields. A lot of our students go in the medical fields,
and
we just didn't have, we felt like we just were missing that component of for students. So this year, we hit it really hard. We have, you know, some anatomy going, and so that class has been completely filled. And then we also had students that are going into, like, criminal justice and things like that. And, I mean, we talk about, like, the importance of, like, all that. And so trying to get some training there in, well, now we're going to look at some forensic science. So we're talking about, like,
what's
it like to investigate crimes and things like that and how to use DNA and fingerprints and kind of, like, crime scene stuff. So just, like, I would have loved to take a class on that. So that's what we're looking into for next year. And then in agriculture, where we do talk a lot about the environment, but we're trying to maybe center a little bit more towards, okay, so we have the environment, but – so many people like to recreational hunters or fishermen or fisherwomen or stuff like that, right? So let's see if we can kind of hone that in and kind of talk about the laws and more so like we want to, like, you know, leave nature as we found it. Let's kind of talk about it like more of environmental awareness kind of centered focus. And so we're looking into doing that as well for next year, just to give that. We haven't done that. And then I'd love to. I don't know if I can do it. I might get some calls to the police department, but I really want to do like a survival thing where like I have kids outside and you give them like a tinder bundle and some flint and steel and you're like, you got to make a fire in this parking lot. Let's say you're out hunting or something, it gets dark, you turn around, you're chasing a deer, whatever. Like, can you survive?
Can you
at least make yourself a fire? So gather resources and make a fire. So I said, I don't know if I can do that, but I'm interested in it. I would think
that would be very popular.
Oh, of course.
With kids,
yes. And in Rochester, we did do something like that. So I know it works with kids. Right. The fire department, I'm not sure.
Right.
and our insurance company.
Yes.
As well.
Yeah.
So I got to figure out, we got some decent sized parking lots.
There to worry
maybe,
about.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that out, but I think there's a way we can make it happen. At least. So
that's very,
yeah,
neat.
Just some, again, skills. Things that keep kids interested, and that's we're trying to listen to our students and offer what they feel like would be benefit them as they move forward post graduation, and
sure.
get them the best prepared we can for
do
what they want to do.
Do you drop other things when you add new things?
We look at like classroom enrollment and certain things. So if it's like, you know, it all depends what we're looking at. If we feel like, man, this class just hasn't had the enrollment in it that we thought, and the teacher's like, the kids are kind of like, this hasn't been the greatest. It's just, and things change over time. Student interests change over time.
Sure.
So it may be something that, the last 20 years ago might have been really good. And just now maybe just the student interests have changed to something different. So you have to adapt with that. So it's good. So we're trying to offer maybe more. Instead of doing full year classes, might do semester, even quarter classes to offer all of these things that we still have. So just shorten them a little bit.
Okay.
Like, you know, instead of doing a semester class and that, can we shorten that to a quarter, then add a quarter of this instead too also? So that's kind of things
that's
we're looking
a good
at.
Idea.
To keep all the offerings maybe the same, just add more things into it.
And if you can expose those kids to more things,
yep.
that's always a good thing.
Yeah, and so I'm pleased with our staff that's willing to, you know, because obviously that's new challenges, different things. And,
sure.
and accepting the challenge of being like, yeah, I'm willing to go outside something I haven't really taught. I have knowledge in it, but I haven't really taught it. Or if I did, I haven't taught it for years. So
right.
I'm happy to come back to it and you know, work with our students.
All right. Brandon, we're out of time.
Yeah, we are. A lot going on.
We sure appreciate you coming in.
Yes. Yep.
And
great.
Look forward to all the games this week.
Yep.
A lot happening. Very good. Brandon Henning, superintendent at Mountain Lake Schools. Thank you for talking with us.
Thanks
today.
For having me. Always love coming.
It is 10:30, and that will do it for Kaleidoscope on KDOM.